Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good morning to you. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And hopefully you have had a fantastic week, and hopefully we'll get your next week kicked off well. This is Sunday, so most people will look at the maybe the week ending out on Saturday and Sunday after a fantastic weekend, and hopefully this is what you're having up there. For those of you who are maybe on this morning, and I'm reading a few stories today. Every story I read this morning that came across my news feed had some sort of a depressing angle. And if today, if you wake up and you're sort of feeling that, because every single one of the stories in my news feed today had some sort of a bad storyline to it, a negative connotation. If you're waking up today and that's your reality, I hope we can have some fun. And I honestly hope we're going to give you a little bit of peace for a few hours. And I promise you, things will get better. It always happens. It always happens. Things will get better. Just hang in there. Just a really weird, weird day. I've got one of those news mining services that pulls out stories for me and gives me storylines on angles of things. And it just seems like everything today I'm inundated with this morning is some bad stories. And I'm feeling like a million bucks. So I'm hoping that I almost want to feel guilty here, but hopefully we are going to have a great day today and you are going to stay with us. I was going to talk about something different at the beginning of the show today. I was actually going to talk about it later on in the show. And then I heard that Zach, who does the show beforehand here, talking about it as we approach NBA free agency. And I just have to start with it. I'm going to literally rip up my show agenda and start with this. Because I've heard it now, not only from Zach, but I've heard it from at least three or four other hosts, not only on this network, but in sports radio in general, regarding NBA free agency. And it's this idea that, is a player going to be greedy, or are they going to try to win? Are they going to be greedy and go for the most money, or are they going to try to win? Okay, let me give a little heads up. Now, many of the hosts that I've heard espouse this opinion, much younger guys, and I'm going to give them a little glimpse into their future. And I'm going to give you a glimpse into your future. If you are an architect, if you're an insurance salesman, if you're a plumber, if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, just apply your business model to this. When your skill set gets you to be towards the top of your field, you are not greedy because you decide to take the most money. Spoiler alert. No one is greedy if they are talented and decide to take the most money. I will take various opportunities of my in my business career. I'll take it from my peers who are in a higher tax bracket than I am. You work your backside off to get where you get in society. Whether you want to be the best basketball player, the best doctor, the best talk show host, or whatever. And whatever the salary structure is in your business model, you have a chance to get paid big money by somebody. Here's your spoiler alert. Very rarely do I ever hear a guy say, oh, yeah, geez. Yeah, you can keep that extra 50 grand. You can keep that extra 200 grand. You can keep the extra million. You know, you keep it because that would be greedy of me to take it from you. It is the worst opinion offered in a sports discussion. Just because you bounce a basketball for a living or swing a hockey stick or play with a bat and ball in Major League Baseball, you are not greedy if you decide to take the most money. That's not greed. That is ambition. That is hard work paying off. That is success. For God's sakes, what are we talking about? And if I hadn't heard it from Zach and at least three other hosts this weekend, in the past 3 days, if I hadn't heard that from at least three other hosts, enough that I wrote it down during the week and said, what are these guys talking about? You are not greedy if you take the most money, Joe the plumber. If you're working for ABC Plumbing and then XYZ Plumbing says, Joe, we love your work. We've heard you have 17 years experience. You're a great plumber. Everyone loves you. We're going to double your salary. No, can't do it. Got to be loyal to I can't do that. That would be greedy of me to go and take your double salary. That would be very, very greedy. You know what I talk to in this industry? I talk to a bunch of youngsters that are working their way up. I was working a job in the business world, and true story, I probably once or twice told you before. I was working a job in the business world, making a six-figure salary as a young man, having really good success financially in the business world. And I was working for free at WIP in Philadelphia as an intern. I was interning for free and working a job that I was cracking six figures because of the fact that I wanted to do this for a living and I didn't want to have to do that for a living for the rest of my life, even though I was pretty good at it. When we get into discussions of NBA free agency, can we at least speak in common sense? There is no greed involved in wanting to take the most money. That is called ambition. That is called hard work. That is called being rewarded for your efforts. That is what every doctor does, every lawyer does, every teacher does. Everybody wants to make more. Teachers, we're going to offer you, you're working in this school district, but we're going to offer to pay you 25 grand more if you go work in this school district. I can't do that. That would be greedy of me. No, can't do it. It's the dumbest thing I ever hear when we're talking about other people's money, because people don't understand, relate it to your own money. Being paid the most money is not greed. An NBA free agency is going to be a wonderful opportunity for people to live the American dream. Now, I know there are many in America now who are against what is the American dream. Ask your grandfather, maybe even your father, about it, what it is. It used to be something that was celebrated. It used to be something that was applauded. Ambition. Raising your personal wealth and everything. That used to be something that was honestly drilled into our heads. My dad was a mailman. And my dad worked his backside off and then delivered newspapers after being a mailman. And you know what he said to me every single day? If he said it to me one more time when I was below the age of 10, 12, my head was going to explode. He said, you're not going to be a mailman. You're going to do something that's easier than this, than what I have to do for a living. You're going to do something easier. And he said it to me over and over again, and I hated hearing it. Thanks for telling me, Dad. And thanks for never telling me that I'd be greedy for wanting to make more money. It honestly, with all due respect, I say a lot of stupid things in the course of a year, too. But for talk show hosts, please stop it. Just stop it. It's mind-numbingly dumb. Because the plumber, the doctor, the lawyer, the teacher, the policeman, the fireman, the talk show host, the basketball player, every single person deserves the opportunity to make the most money they can get. And don't tell me, well, they're millionaires. What difference does it make? 10 million or 20 million? Who cares? It is not up to you to judge what is too much for somebody else. Because you know what? They earned it and they built it. The NFL is 11 Sundays away. You realize that? We are 11 Sundays away from the NFL season kicking off. I can hardly wait. I'm already dreaming about it. I can tell you this, though. It's been eerily quiet. You know, and NFL offseasons, like the NBA offseason that we're about to really embark on, when we get next Sunday, when the free agents can begin to negotiate, even though we already know that stuff's going on right now. I don't know why they go through this charade of trying to tell us that it doesn't exist until next Sunday. In the NFL, though, it's been sort of quiet. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Browns a little bit later on today because so many different storylines centering around the Browns. I've never heard an NFL franchise get talked about more that has accomplished less. And before you go, whoa, 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 if you've listened to this show over the years, you know that of when I'm listing fan bases that I absolutely adore, like fan bases that I give the total respect to, you know that I have always said it for the Cleveland Browns fans. I want the Cleveland Browns fans to taste success. I want them to be a contender. I want them to be a relevant franchise because I think they deserve it because they're an awesome, passionate group of people. But I've never heard a franchise that's accomplished nothing get talked about more or, honestly, the danger, do more talking. And to me, that's a big-time warning sign. The sirens are going off in my head right now on that one. Got to tell you. But we're going to get into that a little bit in the course of the day today. The NFL offseason's left me a little bit, Who's gotten better? Who hasn't? I don't think it's been a sexy offseason. This is going to be one sexy offseason for the NBA. Just because of all the variables that, all the things that potentially can happen. For the NFL, it's been a little quiet. I've got some words for the rules committee that I think, the competition committee came up with a new rule. And I think it is absolutely atrocious and it will change the game fundamentally forever. And we'll get into that in the course of the show today. Our toll-free line will be open for you, and it's open for you early. Some of you greedy people may be up early working a second job or something trying to make more money. You greedy ass. Hey, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. There's a quick way you could save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The best part of the whole conversation, and it wasn't just Zach, but every other talk show host that I heard, they said the same things. Well, if I got offered the Supermax, I wouldn't turn it down after previously arguing that that's greed, calling it greed. Well, yeah, but if I got offered that, I couldn't turn it down. Memo, the ding, ding. We have an answer. We have an answer. Nobody would turn it down unless they said, I value something more. And to me, the money is worth putting aside because I value something more. We'll find out what they value.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.